Emotional Clarity. Part 2. Acting and Suppressing. Everyone has emotions. Many people pretend to themselves and others that they don't have or act on emotions, but observant folks around them know otherwise. The entire field of advertising is based on the knowledge that people act primarily on emotions, not on facts or reason. It is emotions that move us to act, whether we admit it or not, and whether or not we are conscious of our emotions or the process. Feeling emotions is completely different from acting on those emotions. It is completely safe and harmless to feel any emotion. It is not necessarily safe or harmless to act on an emotion. Many people act on their emotions almost automatically. They think that emotions follow inevitably from an event, and that their actions are just reflexes they can't control. Not true. We are able to control our actions. As toddlers, we learn to control our arms, legs, and bladders. Later, we learn to control our speech, bicycles, and cars. Being adult and being civilized means being able to control one's behavior and deciding whether or not to act on an emotion, and if so, how and when. In some cultures and religions, anger and hatred are considered to be bad, and people are told they are wicked if they feel these emotions. In such communities, people are understandably unlikely to admit, even to themselves, that they feel the bad emotions. They instead say they are upset or depressed. Females are more likely to admit to feeling hurt or afraid and less likely to admit to feeling angry, because females are taught that it is unacceptable for them to feel angry. Males are more likely to admit to feeling angry even if they are actually afraid or hurt, again due to social conditioning. People who believe that a particular emotion is bad suppress that emotion. Then they aren't consciously aware of it, even when it is quite strong in their subconscious and gets expressed nonverbally. Suppressing tears is not advisable, for crying tears is naturally healing for hurt, sadness, and fear. Tears help us to let go of these emotions and are often essential. One might suppress them temporarily in public due to social convention, but it is wise to always make time for private tears if they are needed. People also project their emotions onto others, thinking that other people feel the emotions that they themselves are subconsciously holding inside. This projection leads to enormous errors, misunderstandings, unjust accusations, miscalculations. People who are projecting really believe that what they are perceiving is the other person, when it is really their own insides reflecting on the inside of their glasses. Projection is a universal human tendency. As the saying goes, the guilty see guilt written on the faces of saints. The innocent see innocence everywhere. This happens with emotions also. The trouble with trying to suppress emotions is that they get expressed anyway. The world realized this years after Jack the Ripper's horrendous crimes. Most people don't have such violent eruptions, but emotions do eventually come out anyway. Suppressing them can result in illness. Some people even try to suppress all emotion, but it never really works. Some people have the benefit of a spiritual philosophy that helps them to release emotions, usually by directing them towards someone whom they revere and have faith in as God or a saint. This is a wonderful tool for emotional clarity if one has such a relationship and is truly able to surrender fully. If one thinks one is surrendering wholeheartedly, but isn't, the emotions hide and eventually resurface. Whether we know it or not, we express our emotions in gestures, facial expression, vocal tone, body language, choice of words, syntax, and timing of everything we say or do. We are much more transparent than we realize. People with emotional clarity accurately perceive many things about us that we might not even realize ourselves, since they don't have unresolved emotional baggage of their own to cloud their vision. Besides the valuable information emotions provide about our environment, it is important to be aware of what our emotions are. Then, if we want to express one, it comes out clearly without convolution or confusion. And if we don't want to express one, it doesn't lurk around and spurt out when we're tired or not paying attention. We need to have a clear avenue between our conscious awareness and all of our emotions. It is especially important to recognize the prominent role of fear in our lives, which factors into most of our decisions. Life is inherently fragile and insecure. Although most of us do not encounter menacing tigers, we are vulnerable to other threats that can completely disrupt our lives without warning. Tsunamis, pathogens, sudden death of family members, economic disasters, political instability. Fear, sadness, and hurt tend to inhibit our productivity and creativity. Burying or denying emotions doesn't eliminate them, but renders us their victim. Acknowledging emotions helps us to be productive in spite of them. To see what emotions one has, first, look at what one actually does. The Donut Machine Story. Just outside New York City is a huge rocket to the moon. It has a big flashing sign at the entrance that says, "Rocket to the Moon." It looks just like a rocket to the moon. Inside are many armed guards, scientists with security clearances, and equipment with flashing lights of many colors. It has a budget for a rocket to the moon, which is approved by Congress every year. News reporters write stories about the rocket to the moon nearly every week. It has had several scheduled launch dates, which have always been postponed so far. It has a rocket to the moon souvenir shop for tourists. Do you know what it does every day? It makes donuts, which the people of New York eat for breakfast. What is it? It is a donut machine. It thinks it is a rocket to the moon. It looks like a rocket to the moon. It wants to be a rocket to the moon. People say it is a rocket to the moon. But actually, it is a donut machine. To find out what someone actually is or wants, look at what one actually does. People always do what they really want to do. If they want something but do something else, it's because they wanted the something else more. What they think they are, what they say they are, and what they want to be are irrelevant. Look at the donut, what they actually do.